Caleb Parsons is 6'9 swing man. You can shoot the three.
Urban Meyer, a liar. Don't believe a word he said.
Look at you go. Look at that. It's like seeing a kid ride a bike.
And I'm going to law school, baby. It all starts here.
Hey, welcome to the Alligator Sports Podcast. We are in Hoover, Alabama, covering SEC Media Days. I'm Mike McCall, the attractive one, and with me are...
Mike DiFerdinando.
Nothing else? No adjectives or anything?
No adjectives.
Kyle Maestri.
We're all covering the football team now. But anyway, we just had the first day of SEC Media Days today. Pretty interesting. There's only one real big storyline. We're going to get to that like a big news item. But we're also going to talk about Ryan Mallett, the Arkansas quarterback who Mike wrote a story about. We're also going to talk about Dan Mullen, now the Mississippi State head coach. This was his first real big public appearance to the media. So we'll talk about that because Kyle wrote a story about it. But the main thing going on right now, you may have seen earlier this month, the preseason All-SEC team was announced as voted on by the conference coaches. And shockingly, Tim Tebow is not a unanimous selection to the first team. He lost a vote somewhere in there. Jevon Snead's the second team quarterback. We don't really know who the vote went to yet, but it's a really interesting situation because we don't really even need to discuss whether he deserved to be a unanimous selection because he did. Like, there's no reason to, like, discuss that because it's just stupid that someone didn't vote him as a unanimous first teamer. You know, for comparison's sake, Eric Berry, the cornerback from Tennessee, was a unanimous selection, definitely deserved. Julio Jones, the receiver from Alabama, and Ceron Black, who's tackle from LSU. Those were all unanimous selections. So those were all good, but you're telling me that, or whoever didn't vote for Tebow is saying Tebow is a cut below significantly all those guys. Like, there's someone close to him, and here's the thing. There's only one quarterback, pretty much, per team that would have any shot at
him. I'm not arguing by any means this is a completely absurd that someone didn't vote Tebow number one. I'm just saying I don't think he's up against those guys because you don't know who's behind them at their position. Maybe there's somehow an even bigger gap. Jevon Snead actually is he's pretty good. He's a solid quarterback. It's completely ludicrous. I'm not trying to defend it at all. I'm just saying it. I don't know that I'm looking at those guys and saying, oh, those are much smaller names than Tebow.
I just think those other guys, you have, I think, three receiver positions on a team, or maybe it's two that made this preseason team. You got two corners, but they did it by defensive back. So there's four defensive backs on the first team, two or three receivers, and then five offensive linemen. So there's one quarterback, and that should have been pretty easy. I don't know. But anyway, so the way it's shaking out right now is there's been a pretty solid commitment to asking every single coach when he gets up to the podium whether and who he voted for first-team SEC quarterback. So, Kyle, why don't you tell them what happened today?
Well, I've tried to run through the coaches in my head because they all had pretty awesome responses when they were asked the question. Petrino went first for Arkansas, and somebody threw out the question to him. One of the Florida guys, it was either you or Joe or Ben Volen, the Palm Beach Post writer, who was usually asking the question. So Petrino just kind of laughed a little bit and said, I'm not crazy. Of course I voted for Tim Tebow.
Well, the thing that surprised me is he was like, I'm not crazy. And he said, so yeah, I probably did vote for him. Like he said, I believe him that he voted for him. It was weird that he said probably.
I think he was just saying
I thought so too, but it just.
I think the probably was even more in jest. Obviously I did. Like I probably did. Everyone probably did, you know. And then the next team that we had was Vanderbilt.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. And Bobby Johnson went up there and got asked the same question. And he said something along the lines, I don't remember the exact quote, do either of you guys?
Yeah, I've got it. He said, I don't know if y'all are going to find that culprit that didn't vote for him. You can tell him it wasn't me.
Yeah, I think that was my favorite one of the day. You can tell him it wasn't me. It was my favorite. Like, as if we're, doing Tebow's bidding. Well, don't worry, Tim. We'll track him down for you and bring him to justice. So I like that one by far the best. Dan Mullen was up next for Mississippi State. There was never any question there, but he got thrown the question anyway, and he obviously pledged his allegiance to Tebow and kind of a little misty-eyed talking about how his love affair with Tim Tebow and on from a coach-to-player type relationship that they obviously had a very strong relationship while he was here in Florida. And then the final coach of the day was Rich Brooks from Kentucky, who's one of our favorites in this room, just because he's a really funny guy. He doesn't take himself too seriously. He kind of knows where he and Kentucky stand. And he got asked the question and again said, you know, yeah, of course I voted for him. And, yeah, I think he's going to be a good pro when you asked him that question. So we eliminated four coaches off our list. We got seven more to go tomorrow. A couple of which we could probably already eliminate, but I'm sure they'll get the standard question.
Yeah, there's eight teams left, so eight coaches left. Urban Meyer obviously is not at fault here. The way the voting works, you can't vote for your own players. So to be unanimous, you need 11 votes, not 12. So yeah. Tebow didn't have Myers, but then he didn't get someone else's either.
Right.
So there's going to be three tomorrow that are going to get asked since Meyer was there. So let's get into who you think it was. It's important to say Houston Nutt, since you can't vote for your own player. The early money was on Houston Nutt because he has Jevon Snead, that he voted for his guy, which would have been pretty acceptable.
Right, yeah, it wouldn't have been too bad. It still would have been wrong, but it wouldn't have been like this great mystery that it's
right. I mean, he's standing behind his quarterback.
Exactly.
That's okay.
Exactly.
But that's not the case. So if it's Houston Nutt, I think this is interesting. If it's Houston Nutt and he picks someone other than Tebow and couldn't pick Snead, it means he pretty much thinks Tebow is the third best quarterback in the SEC.
Or has some weird agenda.
So that's really bizarre. Maybe he's like angling for a transfer or something. I don't know. Like he wants to get somebody to come over to Ole Miss. So that's pretty stupid. The way I'm looking at it is like any coach who didn't vote for Tebow obviously didn't do it based on merit. I mean, there's no way not to vote Tebow into the first team. So if they did it, it seems to me like you're doing it to, like, make some statement. But then no one's come out and admitted it yet. So the other big favorite would be Lane Kiffin from Tennessee, who I think if we all had a gun to our heads, we'd say Lane Kiffin, even though he was the first person to publicly deny that he was the one and back up Tebow and say he's one of the great players ever. So it's going to be really interesting to see what Lane Kiffin has to say, because if he did it for publicity, just like he's done pretty much everything else since he became a Tennessee coach, you'd think he'd want to come out and say it, but he hasn't.
All right, I got a conspiracy theory here.
Yes.
I think it was Kiffin, but I think that he didn't act.
Conspiracy theory.
I think he wasn't the actual one to vote. I think an AED voted for him, and I think that Kiffin can claim no responsibility because he didn't actually write the vote down.
That would be so ludicrous. I hope that we hear that story.
So I think he claims to everyone he didn't vote for Tebow, which is true. But in reality, Tennessee was the school that didn't.
I'm ruling that out 100%. As much of a loon as I think Lane Kiffin is, I don't even think he's capable of concocting that plan. I just think that's too ludicrous, but it'd be awesome. Like, I hope that's what happens.
Yeah, I do too. That's great. What are the most awesome things that could happen here? Like, what's the best thing that could happen? That's a good one.
Lane Kiffin comes out and says he was lying the whole time and he didn't vote for Tebow. Makes a big spectacle of it.
That would be good, but that's, like, kind of within, like, the realm of possibility, I think. Like, your other one with the AD would be so devious and off the board that it would be, like, really shocking.
I have no idea. I'd like Bobby Johnson to be the liar.
Yeah.
Like someone you wouldn't suspect at all.
Yeah.
It's like a good murder movie or novel. It's like, oh, it was Bobby Johnson. Like, why? How did that happen?
Spurrier would be good, although I don't think that's it. Let's go through the coaches that are going to come up tomorrow.
Okay, before we go on to coaches, one quick thing. You said, the All-SEC preseason teams are based on merit, which is kind of true, but I think it's also, like, you're kind of looking forward, like, who's going to supposed to have the best season. Either way, Tebow wins this 100%. But do we think there's anyone out there who could possibly think that Jevon Snead's going to have a better year than Tim Tebow coming up and then did it based on that logic?
If they think that Ole Miss has a chance to get to win the SEC, which a lot of people do, and then a lot of that is going to rest on Snead's arm, whereas Florida has a really good defense, the receiving corps is a little down, they have good running backs, they're probably going to rely more on the run and defense than they are passing, and that Snead is going to have more yards, and which he probably will. He may have last year also. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is somewhat justifiable, but to take a Heisman Trophy favorite and like one of the greatest college players of all time and not have him be a unanimous selection when all these other guys are, like, if no one else was a unanimous selection, that wouldn't really be a problem to me. But the fact that there are three or four other guys who, you know, every coach could agree on, and then one disagreed on the most famous player in the conference, that's like, I don't know. That, there's something backwards about that.
You guys are reading too much into this. It's like something shady happened. Like, we all know that.
You're reading too much into it.
We're going off logic. You're going off emotion. You're like the woman in the room.
No, I understand. We're trying to make excuses for people. But honestly, if a coach you respected in the next 2 days, which is not all of them that will get up there, but like I don't know, who's a coach you respect who's yet to go? Yet to speak.
Spurrier.
So Spurrier gets up there and someone says, Steve, who'd you vote for your first team SEC quarterback? And he says, I voted for Jevin Snead. And then someone, there's like a big gasp in the room. And then someone follows up with, you know, why did you do that? And he makes the case of, well, I voted for Snead. I just see him having a better year numbers-wise. Tebow means more to his team, but I think the Gators are so good. He's going to sit the fourth quarter of every game. He may even sit some third quarters. And I just think Snead is going to be like the more MVP-type player. Would you kill him for that?
I
think he's wrong, but I don't think I would kill him for it.
I can understand the logic.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, I don't want a logical answer. That would ruin this because what's going on right now is the perfect buildup. It's a step-by-step process of elimination, peeling one guy off to get to the inevitable finale. Right. Because now this is like a gift from God.
This is a gift.
Lane Kiffin is the last speaker at SEC Media Days. He's the final guy. So hopefully, if all goes according to plan, there will be 10 denials in hand when Lane Kiffin takes to the podium. And you phrase the question, okay, Lane, we've asked every coach here. They all said they voted for Tebow. Like, this all falls on you. Like, did you vote for Tebow? And then if he says that he did vote for Tebow, that he wasn't the one, then either he's telling the truth and we're all, you know, being jerks and making Lane Kiffin out to be worse than he is, or he's still lying. He didn't vote for Tebow. And he's calling another coach a liar because he's saying, I've accepted that no one else, like everyone else denied it, but I'm saying one of them is lying. So this just gets better and better. There's so many like...
Yeah, I really hope it plays out like that. I'm praying that it plays out like that because it will really be great when Lane Kiffin gets up there and he's going to have to say something controversial one way or the other, most likely.
And the other thing is, I mean, you've got to figure Lane Kiffin trying to impress at his first SEC Media Days, getting a bunch of questions about all kinds of stuff, is going to throw up a couple gems anyway. So this could really pile on. This could be great. I'm sure we're going to get, like, let down massively. Like, someone will come out and say, oh, we miscounted the votes. Sorry. He was unanimous. So but let's go coach by coach with who's coming up. First up tomorrow, Nick Saban from Alabama. What do you guys think?
Should be fun. All the media's here in Alabama. Saban should have a big show.
See, I don't think Saban's the kind of guy to put on a show like that. And I also think, I mean... Now, if we go by, like, the logical aspect of why we just broke down how you could maybe justify Snead being on the team, then it could be anybody.
Right.
But I don't feel like it's that way. So,
I don't either.
And I think Saban respects Tebow too much. He gushed about it. Like, not gush. Saban doesn't gush about anything. But he was very, very complimentary of Tebow in the lead-up to the SEC championship.
The coaches that we're about to go through right now, we're just talking about the Tebow situation.
Right.
I don't think there's any way Nick Saban did not vote for Tebow. I think 100% he voted for Tebow.
Okay.
And we'll say so, and we'll move on from there.
Next up, this one's interesting to me, Mark Richt from Georgia.
I think they're both very Christian. I think Margaret likes Tebow. I think that's a determining factor, actually. I think he voted for Tebow.
I think the personality does enter into it. And I think anyone who I feel like has any kind of personal relationship with Tebow is less likely to not have put him up there because the guys who do, anyone who recruited him has a personal relationship with him. Him and Richt are like cut from the same cloth as far as I'm concerned. They're pretty similar in like, you know, the way that they handle things, their public figure, their public image.
Maybe. According to tight end DJ Williams from Arkansas, Mark Richt is a good Christian man, and he would like to play for him if he wasn't playing for Petrino at Arkansas. But anyways, not really what we're talking about. As far as Tebow goes, I think Richt is definitely within the realm of possibility. Just because a lot of these other coaches are just